Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Monday Night Rollin'!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
I'm a very cheap man and I enjoy the inexpensive things in life.
And Lindsay Ward. You're scared. I mean, I would be too! You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss. Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Raw Post Show live across the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented as always by PW Mania Wrestling Figure Once. You go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling figure needs. I'm Sir Rockin'. That is Lindsay Ward.
Oh, we have stuffs we have to talk about.
And let's get right into the stuff we need to talk about. And tonight's theme of the show was hashtag beat the clock. The members of Team PCB were all trying to fight for a shot at Nikki Bella's WWE Divas Championship, which now features a Bellatron counting down the days till she beats AJ Lee's record. Which was interesting.
Not okay with this.
It's not as good as the Honkometer.
Not as good as the Honkometer, no.
No, it does not match up to the Honkometer, but it's there. It's there. So we had three women's matches on the show. We had Alicia Fox taking on Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch made Alicia Fox tap out to the disarm her, which was good. I liked it.
Go, Becky, go. She set the bar.
She set the bar. It was like 321, which was a nice number. So you knew the matches tonight would be short, which then led to Charlotte taking on Brie Bella. And that one, Brie was just basically trying to run away from Charlotte to make sure she did not beat the clock. Well, she cut the time in half as she did it in 1 minute and 40 seconds.
Yeah, basically, Brie got caught. Brie got beat up. Charlotte won.
Charlotte won. And then it boiled down to Sasha Banks versus Paige. And well, since she had a 1 minute and 40 seconds, Sasha was actually going for the win, which is quite impressive.
Sasha.
But the girls pulled Sasha out before the clock ended, and then the clock eventually ended, and Paige could not advance, which means Charlotte is the number one contender for the Divas Championship and will eventually get the shot at Nikki Bella. Hopefully, it's before Night of Champions, if not at the show. If it's at the show, well, then Nikki will break the record without defending the belt.
I can see it being before the show, but they would probably hold until Nikki gets the title, because I have a feeling somehow it's going to end up being a three-way. Because you cannot have Team Bad held out of that match.
Mm-mm.
You just can't. So I can see it's something like Charlotte earns her shot and somehow Team Bad gets into the match and they do a three-way at Night of Champions.
I wanted Sasha to get in there. I wanted Sasha to be Paige in 1 minute and 40 seconds and then be like, hey, look, I did the same thing. Why don't I get the title shot?
Yeah.
They justified it by Team PCB getting the shots is because they won at SummerSlam, which wins do matter, even though the Bellas were trying to say no wins didn't matter. They did in this case.
In this case, they did.
Yes. So that was the theme of the show. I liked that they did it. Some of the matchups they put out there tonight, I wish this was like, oh, it's beat the clock. Wish it wasn't beat the clock because some of these would be really good, like Paige and Sasha.
Oh, God, Paige and Sasha.
Give them 20 minutes. They'll tear the house down. Guaranteed.
Charlotte and Brie.
They'll tear the house down. Just put Becky in there with anybody, she'll tear the house down too.
Yeah, it's like, just put Becky out there, you know, she'll entertain.
Follow Becky Lynch on Twitter. She has her pun game is strong.
It's amazing.
And even the vine she put out today, knock knock, who's there, beat the clock.
She's like, I don't know who this beat the clock is, but I'm gonna clean him. Oh, Becky. Becky, you're adorable.
To run down some of the other matches on the show, Ryback beat The Big Show to retain the Intercontinental Championship.
Why was this as long as it was?
I don't know. It was very, very long and boring. That, to be honest with you, it really, really was. Miz Distraction, please don't go for another three-way.
Please don't. Please don't do that to us. We haven't done anything to you. Why would you do this to us?
Kevin Owens and Cesaro had a really good match.
They had an amazing match. I need more of this.
Cesaro sold a rib injury when he went chest first into the announce table. Owens kicked him in the ribs. Then hits the pop-up powerbomb for the win on that one. Big E and Kofi Kingston took on the Dudley Boys, and tonight's theme was Save the Tables, as they had a table in bubble wrap. But that's not the big story on this one.
I wanted to pop the bubble wrap.
She wanted to pop the bubble wrap, but Xavier Woods strained his hair.
What the hell? Xavier, no! I mean, he looks good, but he'll look good anyway. You know, it's like, no! No, no.
No.
No. No, no, no. Put it back natural.
Exactly. So the Dudley Boys win the non-title match. Early on in the show, it was the SummerSlam rematch, Dolph Ziggler versus Russo. Good, solid match. Ziggler hit the zigzag, 1-2, Summer breaks it up, causing this DQ. Lana then attacks Summer. And then Lana kicks Summer in the face as Dolph lifted her up. So there you go. You would think that would be it, right?
Oh no.
Oh no.
No, no.
No.
That wasn't it.
So Renee Young is interviewing Ziggler, who said who wants Summer to stay off his matches, and then Ziggler said, I gotta go take a shower. So he goes to take a shower. Summer Rae sneaks into the dressing room. Then you see, you hear Summer scream. She runs out of the locker room, and Dolph Ziggler comes out in a towel. So there's that.
Made my night. I mean, we almost got the full Dolph, but
you almost got the full Dolph. Okay. Then Renee Young interviewed Summer Rae, and then she said basically that Dolph Ziggler was trying to seduce her, invited her into the locker room, which we're clearly Saul didn't, but she did, and then she said she couldn't give in because of Rusev, but no, Ziggler was trying to get her into the shower and everything. It was really, basically, really poor written fan fiction.
Summer's been reading a lot of fan fiction. I mean, it was like, I really liked how the water dripped off his body and made it glisten in the shower. It's like, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, that was basically it. It was like, what?
She will never forget the image of Ziggler being naked in front of her.
I imagine a lot of people wouldn't forget Dolph Ziggler naked in front of them.
So, Lana was then sad. Sad Lana is sad.
Okay, but here's the thing. I can understand that she is upset that he was in there with Summer, and nobody knows what happened, but it's like, she saw you naked? Like, she's super upset that Summer saw him naked. It's like, honey, I hate to break it to you, but there have been a lot more women than you and her that have seen that man naked.
Maybe Lana hasn't seen Dolph Ziggler naked yet.
Really?
Maybe they're waiting.
Really?
Hey, I'm trying to figure
out. They play tonsil hockey on national television.
I'm trying to figure out why she's upset.
Because he was in there naked with her arch rival.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to find the logic in this.
She's a woman. We don't need logic.
Clearly.
We just need to be something to be upset over, and then we go from there.
Clearly. So, you have all of that. So that was one of the main themes of the show tonight. One of the other ones is another match we forgot, but first, we have horny Bray Wyatt and his family.
At least we got to see more of the horns.
I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you, Sister Abigail. I wanted to say thank you for giving me your greatest gift, the black sheep, Braun Strowman. For Braun, this is your moment. Tonight, you will show the world what it is you stand for. And tonight, you will share with the entire universe why it is that you exist. Because you see, ladies and gentlemen, for thousands of years, mankind has attempted to predict when the end of the world will be. Well, I'm afraid that after tonight, there will be no more time for guessing. The seventh trumpet sounds, and tonight we walk among you undisguised. And now, Braun Strowman, show the world the face of their destruction. This isn't the beginning. It's the end. The apocalypse.
I'm just gonna let you go.
He sounds like Freddy Krueger mated with a chainsaw.
I thought he was sounding like a mixture of Triple H and The Undertaker.
That too. But I like the chainsaw better.
Chainsaw's better, yes.
Okay, so he talks.
He talks.
He talks. We know what he sounds like. That's always a positive. Clearly, he's got a brain. He's not the quiet type like Eric. He's not Eric. I'm just gonna put that out there. He's not Eric. We miss you, Eric. Come back.
That said, Strowman took on Dean Ambrose and he tossed Dean around like...
No, he didn't take on Ambrose. This was not a take on Ambrose. This was a let's make Ambrose a lawn dart and see how far he flies. That's what this was.
If you will let me finish, I was saying he tossed him around like he was nothing tonight.
Yeah, this was completely one-sided. And after the match, because Roman got involved, because at one point Strowman had Dean on the outside, and he just tossed Dean Roman. Like,
yeah.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah. But best part of that whole thing was before Roman gets involved, Roman's looking at him and then there's the security guard is like, what do you want me to do? He's in the crowd like, what do you want from me? I'm just the security guard. What do you want?
And the fangirl that had walked up and was seriously regretting her life choices at that particular moment.
Yeah, that was great.
That was awesome. Right. And again, she's looking at the security guard, and the security guard's like, what?
What?
I'm not going to protect you from that.
He's a big, scary dude. What? I'm like, I can't do anything.
You're on your own.
So Roman causes a disqualification, and Strowman just beats the crap out of Roman and Dean. Even Dean grabs a chair, and it has no effect on Strowman.
Yeah, yeah. Meanwhile, Bray and Luke are standing there, watching. Mm-hmm. Not doing a thing, just standing there, watching Strowman as he just beats the crap out of Roman and Dean. And it's like you see the exact moment where Dean hits Strowman with the chair. It has no effect. And he turns and looks at Dean, and Dean's like, oh, I screwed up. I so screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like he single-handedly took both of them down.
And then Roman gets in a big punch, and Strowman's a little staggered, and Harper's like, all right, my turn. Kicks, super kicks Roman Reigns' head off.
And then Strowman picks him up and is like doing his little like choke out move.
And then
Luke's just standing there smiling.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he did some sort of, I forget the name of the move he did, but it was not a powerbomb, but he like tossed him down. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. I wouldn't exactly know what to call it, but it's a pretty sick looking move.
Yeah. Then Bray gets in the ring, hits Sister Abigail, and points up to the sky, thank you, Sister Abigail, and then hits it on Roman Reigns to end it. Eric Rowan is missed, but Strowman is a big dude, and he's gonna toss around some people.
You can tell the family dynamic is off, that they're still trying to kind of figure Strowman out and how he's gonna fit in to the whole thing, and really what he's going to be in terms of an element of the family. Like, they're still working on that, because obviously he just showed up a week ago.
Right.
So... the whole dynamic is off, but they're working it out. And I mean, honestly, I don't know if there's anybody that can beat that. I mean, he threw around Roman and Dean like they were rag dolls.
Yeah. And they need, now the former Shield needs a big guy to back them up, because right now they're gonna be overmatched.
Yeah, easily overmatched. Like I said, Bray and Luke stood there the entire time Strowman was in the ring and out of the ring. Stood there. Luke didn't get involved until the very, very, very end, where he threw one kick and that was it. Think about that. Your two really baddest guys in the company, baddest good guys in the company, got manhandled by this guy. It's kind of insane.
It is. But then we get to the main theme of tonight's show, and it was Sting on Raw. And that's how Raw kicked off. And he said Triple H pushed him to his limits at WrestleMania, and he knows he pushed Triple H to his. Sting said that no matter what happens, he will always have respect for Hunter. But Sting said Rollins is no Triple H. He complained about the way Rollins hung onto the title. He said it's an injustice for Rollins to think he should be mentioned in the same breath as legends as Bruno Sammartino, Andre the Giant, and the Ultimate Warrior. Sting said he won world titles all over the world, but the WWE World Heavyweight Championship is the one that has eluded him. He said that will change at Night of Champions when the last chapter of his career is written, and he beats Rollins for the world title. Sting said Triple H was man enough to stand up and shake his hand after he beats him. Sting said he's going to prove that Rollins, on his best day, is not half the man that Triple H is. He's going to prove that Rollins is not the man. He's a little boy who's now living in his world and is in for the heck of a ride. Interesting. Okay. Is the best way to put that promo. It was delivered well.
It was delivered well, but so Stewart stops Cena because he did it for the people. Sting wants Rollins because he's doing it for the legends.
I did it for the legends. I did it for The Rock.
Sure, we'll go with that.
But as
it's a decent explanation. I'm not sure if I'm 100% fully accepted, but it's a decent explanation. I don't like that he's going for the title. I don't feel that he's done, and this is not to say that in his however many year career that he's had, that he definitely doesn't deserve one, but in terms of WWE, his last time out, he lost. He lost to Hunter.
If he beat Hunter, it would be no questions asked.
If he had beaten Hunter, there would be no questions asked. But basically, TNA does not count for Sting. So you're going from the death of WCW to now, with that long gap in between, where Sting really hasn't done much in terms of wrestling. So, at least to me, I don't like the fact that he's coming in, second match in, and he's getting a title shot when he hasn't done much within WWE to earn it.
So there's that.
And also, Hunter's the heel, so maybe don't put him over.
Right, Seth Rollins was venting to Stephanie McMahon about what Sting said. Rollins posted about his bigger wins as champion, laughed at the idea he doesn't belong with legends. Stephanie pointed out that Sting said Triple H isn't half the man Hunter is, and Stephanie said Sting is right, but she hopes Rollins gets there. With all due respect, they build statues for legends, Rollins said. He questioned where his statue is, and Stephanie told him, if you want it, go ask Sting where it is. And then Seth Rollins later and I said, yeah, I'll call Sting out tonight. And that's what he did. He wanted his statue, and he wanted, you know, Sting to take back his words for, you know, calling half the man that Hunter was. Then he calls out Sting. Stephanie comes out. She advised him, strongly advised him, to stop talking about her husband. And Rollins said if anyone had compared Ric Flair to Triple H in Evolution's days, he would have made Hunter flip his lid because he was the man. Rollins said he is the man now. Stephanie said Sting shouldn't distract Rollins. She then built Rollins up as the man. Rollins gets fired up and says he's right. He calls out Sting again. This time John Cena comes out and basically said Triple H and Stephanie picked him from the Shield because he was the one who stabbed his friends in the back. Cena said if they really had Rollins back, they wouldn't let him do what he was about to do. And noted that Rollins had a whole lot of hardware, and then mentioned that every title is on the line at Night of Champions, including the U.S. title, and he's cashing in his rematch. And you have Stephanie McMahon standing there going, crap, he's got me. And then she just goes, yes, the match is on, basically. She was disgusted with it. It's like, yeah, God, she sold it well.
Oh, she sold it great. It's that moment where it's like, oh, crap, he's got the rematch clause. Damn it.
Damn it. I thought he would have forgot about that. Damn it.
We were so close to a Cena-ness Raw. We were like 6 minutes away.
Yeah, he comes out and then Sting comes out. They both stand on stage. So at Night of Champions, we have two championship matches.
Mr. Rollins is going to be a busy, busy man.
So this was a solid edition of Monday Night Raw. Wasn't a great one, but it was a solid edition. Nothing wrong with it other than Ryback and Big Show.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that as we move towards Night of Champions.
Thursday night, though, The Rock.
That's right. We are talking all the big news, including the stuff that broke today.
Wait. Stuff happened?
Stuff happened.
Oh, boy.
People got arrested. People got fired. There was a shooting.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I'm sure there will be more over the next few days.
And it was only Monday?
And it's only Monday, y'all. That's the thing. This is going to be probably a news-heavy week. We will have NXT. We'll probably talk SmackDown. We'll have a discussion and more. It's Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, The Rack, only on WildTalkRadio.com.
Check out RockRadioShow.com. Check out YouTube.com/RockRadioShow, Facebook, and Twitter.coms, respectively, at Rack Radio Show. Saturday night, midnight-ish. It is episode 399 of CB Radio, Weird, Wacky, and the Unusual, which means we're gearing up to 400.
Five-hour show, y'all. Five-hour show. What?
You can follow CB Radio on Twitter and Facebook at CB Radio Live, cbradiolive.com, hashtag blame Rob, hashtag blame Lindsay for a five-hour show.
Hey, that one time was not my fault.
Hey, if you want a five-hour show, you can come on and make it a five-hour show.
Cane kittens, get your counter. I can do that.
Oh, God. We're going to do that. Okay. Cane kittens, be ready.
Although it may not be canes.
How many references to a certain body part can we make in 5 hours? Tune in to episode 400. Hey, he says 5 hours or we riot. All right. You can come be a part of it. It's going to be a fun night for episode 400. But Saturday night is 399, so you never know what we'll do. Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. Tim Stein returns. He goes, no Braze, you know what.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Have you noticed Braze is horny a lot lately?
He is. He was horny tonight.
At WTR Sunday night, Facebook.com/Russell Talk Radio. Monday nights, it's the Raw Post Show. Every Monday night, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. So, thanks to PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday, go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. We'll see you Thursday night for an all-new edition of The Rack, live across the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network, only on WildTalkRadio.com.